We will talk about the state's response to COVID-19 and indeed the process of trying to find a new permanent government. I'm delighted to say we are now joined on the line by the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. Micheál, good afternoon. Thanks very much for taking our call. Before we talk about government formation, one interesting thing that caught my eye in Susan Mitchell's big read on the coronavirus crisis in the Business Post today, she remarks that you sat in on a 90-minute conference call which was conducted by some medics in Ireland and some medics from Wuhan in China, where they were exchanging thoughts and lessons about how Ireland can deal with coronavirus and all of that. From what you were able to hear in the room, what did you take away as a good message or a good approach for the state to take?
Well, I think it was a very effective experience, and I certainly found it very helpful, and also the degree to which our medics here are banding together to get this information. Most important messages from that is the whole area of contact tracing, the compliance within the society, everybody working together, for example, to maintain social distancing, but in particular high degree of testing and a high degree of what we call contact tracing. So when someone gets it, there's literally quite a significant number of officials out there checking the contacts of that person. And it seems to have been a fairly relentless focus from the authorities there on, if you like, community compliance as the first line of attack in stopping and delaying the spread of the virus. Then in terms of the hospitals, very strict controls in terms of access and egress from the hospitals, even for medical staff, very clear protocols in place. Very, very impressive, and I think there are lessons for us from their experience, particularly around, I think, the testing and the contact tracing, which I think we are, as a country now, upping the volume of testing. There were quite significant restrictions in terms of the testing today. You know, in terms of if you came back from a country of origin, you were tested. If you didn't, you weren't.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was an issue around testing capacity, perhaps in Ireland. And then in terms of contact tracing, the numbers involved in Ireland now has been ramped up significantly, and others from different departments and different sectors have been brought in to support the public health doctors in Ireland.
Is it enough, or do we have the resources to step it up as much as you might like from having heard what worked in Wuhan?
We certainly have the resources in terms of contact tracing. I think at the meeting of the leaders last week, you know, mentioned was made of Department of Agriculture officials. You've seen in the news, army personnel have been drafted in. And we also need to think outside the box. There will be many people laid off now, for example, in the hospitality sector in the coming weeks. Can we retrain quickly? Can we use people who may not be able to pursue their employment in one area for the moment? Can we redeploy into that area and in supporting our health officials?
You mentioned
I think in terms of testing, my information from the medical community is that there is much more localised testing now taking place, and I've been in touch with Minister Simon Harris, who has confirmed this as well, that there is greater regional spread now of testing facilities. That is important as well.
We know obviously that the HSE is rolling out a new testing facility as well from tomorrow, where people can call their GP and the GP can arrange for it remotely.
Yes.
As well, so at least there is that facility. You mentioned the impact that there will be on the hospitality sector, and particularly restaurants and cafes, who are already taking a big hit. Many of them have already decided to close off their own prerogative. We know that the Licensed Vintners Association have advised a lot of people to close, and that they are going to a meeting in government buildings this afternoon where there could be more instructions on it. But Leo Varadkar this morning has entertained the idea of seeking enforcement powers from the Dáil and Seanad, effectively emergency legislation to close the pubs, given that some of them quite demonstrably aren't following the advice that was given to them earlier in this week. Would you support the idea of that legislation, and would you be willing to reconvene the Dáil ahead of plan to do it?
Well, the Dáil has been reconvened this week. I think if the Minister, and I've been in touch with Minister Harris on this, and I know he is in touch with the public health doctors, and we've been loath to go ahead of the public health doctors, but in my view, a recommendation from government would suffice in the short term. I think most pubs would close, if not all pubs would close, if there was a clear message from government, a clear instruction to close. I think, for example, on St. Patrick's Day, pubs should not open at all, in my view. I think we've seen from experiences over the weekend that social distancing just simply does not happen in quite a number of pubs. That was evident last evening. Lots of people are contacting me, contacting public representatives all over the country. I get the sense there's a general desire to close pubs in order to go with the spirit of delaying the spread of the virus.
But there are clearly some pubs who didn't follow the original recommendation about indoor gatherings of over 100 people and social distancing. So I suppose
yes.
If they didn't follow one recommendation, why would they follow another?
Well, I think there would be a lot of social upset if they didn't. I think they will. Now, if powers are needed, we bring in the powers. And that of course is something that can be done, and the legislation has to be pinpointed. But in my view, I believe if a clear message went out in the next 24 hours, that would actually be adhered to. Many pubs, to be fair, are asking for this. And indeed, many pubs in my own locality have closed. Some big chains have closed their pubs in advance because they're mindful as well that there's a risk to their staff from large numbers coming in, coughing, sneezing, and so on. And there is it would also serve, I think, as an important alert to the public about the need to keep your social distance, because whereas the shutdown on Thursday or the announcement about the closure of schools, perhaps the communication and messaging around social distancing didn't hit through immediately. And I think that needs to hit through. And you mentioned the teleconference call I was in earlier, Wuhan. They all wear masks there. And I think the purpose of those masks is really to give the sense of public alarm, the sense that we're all in this together, that there's a crisis, it's a public health crisis, and we all need to play our part. And I think the closure of the pubs would have that impact, and an announcement to that effect would have that impact to really bring it home to people, because we are in the delay phase, and talking to the medical community and at that conference, the whole objective now is not to overwhelm our critical care service system or hospitals across the country.
Sure.
And the most effective way to do that is to stop the spread in the community, to slow it down and to delay it.
Well, on that topic then, what do you make about what we're continually hearing from the UK, which of course then also has a massive impact in Northern Ireland, this idea that they're pursuing the notion of herd immunity, which would result in somewhere between 50 and 60% of people in the UK having to contract COVID-19. That would mean the guts of a million people in Northern Ireland. And surely it's not sustainable that we would be doing what we can to try and stop the spread of it when the policy to a certain degree in Northern Ireland would be to actively propagate it.
That would be a very serious issue, I think, for us. We don't have the hospital capacity to go that route in the short term. In other words, we do have to delay it. Also, we don't have a vaccine. We don't have medicines that can cure this. So that suggests to me that you are putting your senior citizens, your putting people who would compromise medical conditions at risk unnecessarily and far too early.
But they are putting, Northern Ireland will be putting our citizens at risk by doing that too.
Well, I think what we need here, and I know the Minister of Health, to be fair, others are very conscious of this, but I think we need very proactive engagement with the British medical community, public health officials on that strategy. No, by the way, I believe Britain will ban mass gatherings next week. I think that will inevitably follow. And we have seen, you know, certain approaches in the United States which changed dramatically as the week went by. So I think that strategy in the UK, in my view, is a dangerous one that could overwhelm their services as well, notwithstanding the fact that perhaps they may have a stronger capacity in critical care than we have. We certainly have to delay it. And I think also there's an obligation as researchers are working very, very fast to try and develop medicines that could counteract the virus and vaccine. Surely it makes absolute sense to delay this in the hope that we can secure medicines and through research and through the companies. And that's another point I would make, Gavin. You know, we have a strong pharmaceutical capacity in Ireland. We have a strong medical device manufacturing capacity in Ireland. And I've been saying to the government, we need to engage with both those sectors in terms of making sure we have enough equipment, ventilators, and medical devices and the whole range of that in order, and testing as well. And we should utilize our strengths. We have a good food industry, which is critical in terms of food security. We have a strong food industry in Ireland. We need to make sure that our supply chains within the country, you know, that there's contingency planning in place to make sure that production lines keep moving.
Given the amount of disruption that all of this will cause for Ireland, and given the amount of disruption that a potential change of government might cause, do you believe that the circumstances the state finds itself in now expedites the need for there to be a formalised change of government, or does it mean that the amount of disruption or discontinuity that there would be means it has to be put on the back burner to a small extent?
My own view, it needs to be expedited for the following reasons. I think the economic consequences of this, the kind of big decisions that simply have to be taken, need a full government with all ministers accountable to the Dáil in terms of the large amounts of money that are going to be spent, but also in terms of, you know, coordinating and proactively executing a national action plan in relation to combating the virus and the consequences that will flow from the virus. So this will be with us for quite some time, and particularly the economic consequences of this will be with us for some time. And that's why over 2 weeks ago I made the call that I made. Not everybody agreed with me at the time, even from within that we did need to get down to negotiations and get this sorted and get a government with a majority in place.
I know you'd express the desire to have the Greens involved in that. We read this morning in the Sunday Times that a majority of their parliamentary party will decide tomorrow not to entertain any government talks that might involve yourselves and Fine Gael. What other options do you have then?
Well, look, I'm up for it in terms of, at moments like this, you just have to step up to the plate, in my view, and we just have to make sure that a government is formed, in my view, with a majority.
What is your other path to a majority if it's yourselves and Fine Gael, 72?
I'm not going to preempt. There are others in the Dáil. There's a very large number of people there as well who would, I think, agree and would be committed to form a government with Fine Gael and Fine Gael if that was the option that was to emerge. I think Fine Gael and Fine Gael would continue with the negotiations this week. But I can't understate the sense, the enormity of the challenge facing us, particularly on the economic side. I mean, you must know, Gavin, we're looking at significant issues around transport, around aviation. Over the coming months, big decisions will have to be taken. And in my view, that needs very solid underpinning. And it needs a government that knows it's not just there for 3 months, that's not just there for 6 months, that it can take decisions in the full knowledge that it's there for 4 to 5 years.
But do you believe that it's feasible?
That's my informed view. I've been through crisis before.
I know you have, but is it feasible to tease out all of those issues in a programme for government, given the acuteness of the crisis that we're facing?
Time is of the essence,
that it takes a long time to tease all that out.
I'm of a view, and I think I read Dan O'Brien somewhere this morning, and I'd agree with Dan O'Brien, that actually what's needed is to get broad priorities agreed. COVID-19 is the most urgent, get broad priorities agreed, and get a government in place then that can actually deliver on the fundamental decisions that will be required to make sure that the full armoury of the state is targeted and focused on this.
Are you disappointed?
And that's not being political about it at all. I mean, that's just...
Are you disappointed with the decision or the indication by the Greens that they're not willing to participate in that government at the time being?
Well, I don't know. I haven't, you know, I'm not going to preempt, in fairness, that the Greens have their position, and I respect the Greens. We had good policy discussions with them. It's not for me to preempt or to presume what they might do. But I'm very clear myself what I should do and what I feel is my obligation as leader of a political party in circumstances such as this. This is a very uncharted territory. It's unprecedented. There's a fundamental public health challenge to the people of the nation. We've got to respond to it.
Okay. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime on The Record. Very much appreciate your time and best of luck with everything that's coming ahead, because everyone, I think, involved in the public service or public sector, the public realm, is going to need it in some way.